神在基督里面拣选了我们。
For God chose us in Christ.
我常常都有杰夫的图画在我里面。
I always have this picture in my heart.
神拿起我这个人的时候。
For when God picked me, this person up.
他在想什么？
What was he thinking?
神对每一个人都有他的旨意。
For God has a will for every one of us.
还没有创造世界以前。
And he had this will before the world was created.
神拿起你这个人的时候，他在想什么？
When he picked you, this person up, what was he thinking?
这个是先知性的教会。
For this church is a prophetic church.
在这个教会里面，我们迟早都会明白神在每一个人身上真正的旨意是什么。
For we will understand in this church what is God's will for every one of us.
圣经里面有一个人叫亚伯拉罕。
For in the Bible there's a person, Abraham.
是神典型拣选的一个人。
For he is a model, a person that God chose.
我们看见神在亚伯拉罕里面一生所做的工作。
We see God's work throughout Abraham's life.
就是要成全亚伯拉罕他终极的旨意。
Is to fulfill Abraham's peak of his service and ministry.
这个世界上在茫茫的众生里面。
So in this busy life.
有很多人不知道何去何从。
For many people do not know where they are from and where they are going.
其实只有少数的人我相信。是真的明白神在他的生命里面真正的旨意是什么。
For I believe there's only few of us who truly understand what God's will is.
在创世纪十二章里面，我们看见亚伯拉罕是神向他显现的，那个时候他叫做亚伯兰。
For in Genesis chapter 12, we see that God revealed himself to Abraham, who was named Abram.
亚伯拉罕是一个寻求神的人。
For Abraham is a person who seek after God.
他到每一处很喜欢筑起一个坛，就在哪里求告耶和华的名。
For you see, wherever he goes, he likes to build an altar to seek after God.
我们属灵的生命开始也是一样。
For when our spiritual life begins, it is similar.
我记得我37年前，或者是39年前，我第一件事情常常寻求的就是神向我显现。
For, you know, I remember 38, 39 years ago, I remember I always seek after God's, you know, his revelation to me.
属灵生命的起步的时候，就是寻求神。寻求神。
That was the beginning of my spiritual life, and I seek after God.
弟兄姐妹，今天其实真正寻求神的人不多。
And brothers and sisters, today there are not too many of us who are seeking after him.
我们会依据很多其他的因素来到神的教会。
For we'll come to the church because of God's great miracles and gifts.
在约翰福音里面第六章讲到有主喂饱五千人。
For in John chapter 6, it talks about God feeding 5,000.
有很多人跟随主耶稣。
For the Lord, there are many people who follow the Lord afterwards.
但是当主耶稣谈到我的肉是可以吃的，我的血是可以喝的。
But when Jesus talk about my blood and my body could be eaten,
那些人说这些话太难听，谁可以听呢？
For the crowd listen to this and they say, who can listen to these words?
很多人就离开主耶稣。
For many departed from.
最后剩下几个门徒在那里。
So at the end, there is just a couple disciples there.
Yeah, 主耶稣就问彼得说，彼得，你要离开吗？
So the Lord asked Peter, are you going to leave me?
在第六章第六十八节里面，彼得讲这句话真的太漂亮了。
For in John chapter 6, verse 68, Peter said a great thing.
主啊，你在你有永生之道，我不跟随你，还跟随谁？
For Peter said that, Lord, it is with you that this eternal path is found, for who shall we follow then?
弟兄姐妹，基督教里面真正的灵魂是在乎那个永生之道。
For the essence of Christianity, brothers and sisters, is this eternal path.
但是其实基督徒今天已经认识很多其他的人数，可能希望得着医治。如果我们看一个医治的大会，会有很多人来。
But today, we're focused on many other things. For example, healing. And if we have a healing gathering, many people will come.
但是如果你看一个聚会叫做永生之道，我想没有什么人来。
But if you have a service and the title is called the eternal path, eternal word, I see many, not many people.
其实没有很多教会有永生之道。
And in fact, not too many churches have this eternal path.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们谈到复兴，基督教其中一样事情非常需要复兴的，就是人需要在一起的，渴慕神永生之道。
For if we talk about revival, one thing Christianity we need to revive is to be able to talk about this eternal path.
亚伯拉罕在十三章的时候，他做了一件很有风度的事情。
So Abraham, turning back to Genesis chapter 13, he did, you know, something that is, you know, very gentlemanly.
Yeah, 他跟那个罗，他的侄儿罗德要本来要上阵的时候，他说：“哎，我跟你不可以上阵，你就去算。”你唱哪边，我就去往哪边。
For at that time there were quarrels between Abraham's people and Lot's people, and he said, "Let us not quarrel. Wherever you go, I will go the opposite direction."
这里显出有基督徒的本性性格在里面。
For this show forth the nature of a Christian.
我以前当基督徒的时候，开始的时候，小的时候，我很注重，好像除了寻求神。除了永生之道，所以做一个好的基督徒。
For when I first became a Christian, other than seeking after God and His eternal life, the other thing I worry about is becoming a good Christian.
但是今天你看见教会里面有很多人，基督徒的基本性格也谈不上。
But today in church, we see a lot of Christians, even the basic nature of a Christian, they do not have.
是吧？我们看见教会里面的是非、正经、批评、论断、发脾气都有。
We see, you know, bad temper, we see quarrels, we see conflicts, fighting, all within a church.
我以前坐在神的殿里面，小孩子的时候，连痒也不敢去挖。我真的讲真的。痒得不得了，我也不敢去挖，因为神的殿，我怎么去挖我的痒
？So when I was young, I 抓我的痒抓。When I was young, I was sitting very you know strict in a church. Even when I was itching, I don't dare to scratch.
我对所有的传道人都非常恭敬的，无论他是好与不好，因为我绝不胆敢在传道人面前发脾气。
For I am respectful to all of the ministers of God, whether they are you know good or not.For I respect them, and I don't, you know, throw bad temper.
弟兄姐妹，不要以为很容易去让人家，好像亚伯拉罕所做的。
Brothers and sisters, don't think it's easy to, kind of, you know, give space to the other person. Like
罗德放眼观看的时候，看见这个约旦河的平原一直到约珥。
So when Lot he was looking and he saw.That the plains of Jordan all the way to
Yor 都是基润之地
all the way to Zor, and this whole place is a very well water place.
圣经里面讲到，这个地方在耶和华还没有审判索多玛与俄摩拉以前，是好像耶和华的园子。哇，多么漂亮！
And the Bible described that before Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed, this whole land is like Abraham's garden. It's beautiful.
弟兄姐妹，你可不可以让人先求取那好的，然后你要爬上那个高山，不知哪里在说什么，亚伯拉罕就这样子，不正经的。
Brothers and sisters, do you have the same capacity to allow somebody else taking the best, and then you know you have the leftovers?
亚伯拉罕是非常和平的。
Abraham is all about peace.
约翰一书里面讲到，这个肉体的情欲，那个眼目的情欲，今生的骄傲，这些一切都不是从神来，是从世界来的。
For in 1 John it talks about the desires of the flesh, the pride of our eyes, that does not come from God, but it is from this world.
弟兄姐妹，有很多基督徒在一个基督徒的本性里面，基本上没有对付好这个东西，所以他怎么做也做不好，因为这个肉体的骄傲在他里面，叫他一口气就硬不下去。
So brothers and sisters, a lot of Christians, even in our nature, we were not able to deal with this pride of the flesh, and that is why we often, you know, have quarrels.
这个人的问题是非常黑暗的。
For the problem of man is a dark.
好像一头的猛兽在你里面，随时随地跳出来。
It is like a wild animal that's in us. It can come out at any time.
你外边做的多好，多属灵都没有用。
So no matter how nice you appear on the outside, how spiritual.
你里面有没有这个今生的骄傲？
But inside, do you have the pride of this world, of this time?
当人冤枉你的、污蔑你的时候，你就会看得出来。
When someone falsely accuses you, your truth will show.
但是亚伯拉罕很好，他做到了。
But Abraham, he's willing to do this.
到十四章的时候，我们看见这个四王战败那个五王。
For in chapter 14, it talks about there are four kings that defeated five kings.
然后把所有的东西都抢去，刚好罗德也在那个索多玛里面，所以他的全家也给人别敌人啊掠去了。
So the victorious four kings, they robbed away everything, and they also took Lot and all of his possession and family.
亚伯拉罕这个七八十岁的老人，竟然大作他。318个家里面的壮丁。
So Abraham, the 70-80-year-old man, brought 318 trained men from his household.
去把所有的东西夺回来，包括罗德、人民、妇女，所有的财物都夺回来，连索多玛所有失去的都夺回来。
They went and captured back all the possessions, all the men and women that they have lost.From the four kings.
有时候我们想到亚伯拉罕，一定是想到一个白发苍苍的老人家，七八十岁嘛。但那个时候他就是七八十岁，没有想到他那么的好功夫啊。
A lot of times our image of Abraham is an old man with you know long white beard, but we cannot imagine he has really good kung fu.
弟兄姐妹，这个属灵的人一定懂得打。
For brothers and sisters, a spiritual person.Knows how to battle.
因为我们的神就是万军之耶和华。
For our God, He is the King of all armies.
你懂得属灵征战，未必表示你是属灵。
So if you know spiritual warfare, that does not necessarily mean you are a very spiritual person.
但是如果你是属灵，你一定会懂得属灵征战。
But on the reverse, if you are spiritual, you will know how to battle in the spirit.
我还记得我第一次。对付魔鬼的时候，对赶鬼的事情是在34年前。
So I remember the first time when I had to deal with an evil spirit that was about 30-40 years ago.
34 years ago, 那个时候有一个女孩子从其他的州来找我们，因为她每天晚上就有一个鬼从那个窗户上爬上来。
So I remember at that time there was a girl that came and looked for our family from another state. This girl is possessed, and every night there is an evil spirit that will come out of the closet.
这个邪灵就会从窗外爬进来，伏在她的身上做强暴的事情，因为这个是魔的鬼，好像事情的鬼。
Oh, okay. So this evil spirit comes out,
兽性的
comes from outside of the window and come inside and basically, you know, just rape her.
Yeah. 所以我们有时候就在晚上守着那个窗，看见那个鬼进来的时候，就把他赶。
So we're waiting at the window at night. So when we see this evil spirit coming, and we would, you know, exorcise it.
这个是34年前。
And this happened about 30-40 years.
其实我数不清我在生命里面经过多少这样子的事情。
And there are unmeasurable, uncountable number of times how many times I've been through this.
弟兄姐妹，我们慢慢成长的时候，一定会遇到各式各样的属灵征战。
So brothers and sisters, as we grow, we will meet and fight many spiritual battles.
其实鬼不可怕的，人才是可怕。
But in truth, evil spirit is not the worst, for man is the worst.
因为鬼呢，他是明白属灵的权柄。
For because an evil spirit, they know the authority of the Holy Spirit.
只有人不明白。
Only man does not care.
所以我们看见亚伯拉罕真的是一个很英勇的一个人，英勇的人。
We see that Abraham is a person of courage.
但其实神还不满意他，神说：“你要在我的面前做一个完全人。”
For God says, God still not satisfied. God says to Abraham, "You shall become a complete holy person."
换句话想，就是你还没有完全。
For God says, "You are not complete or perfect."
他打完仗以后， 回来的时候就得着麦基洗德的祝福。
So after Abraham battled, he came back and he was blessed by Melchizedek.
Yeah, 至高神的祭司拿着酒跟油来祝福他。
For Melchizedek was the priest of God Most High, and he anointed Abraham.
是多有这个荣啊，这个荣耀是多厉害，你没有经过这样子的事情。
For this glory is so glorious.
其实有时候我读圣经，觉得亚伯拉罕真的很蒙福。
So sometimes when I read the Bible, I feel that Abraham is blessed.
特别读到神说，耶和华说，我做的事情岂可满足亚伯拉罕呢？
Especially I read when Abraham said, the things that I do, how can I not let Abraham know?
这好像我们说，耶和华说，我所做的事情岂可满足吴廷牧师呢？你讲说多厉害。
So similar to God saying, the things that I do, how can I hide it from my servant, Pastor Wu?
Yeah, 或者是我是梁崇岳王牧师的，喏，这样子的神，这个是很厉害的。其实那个关系，甚至我觉得亚伯拉罕真的很有福气。
So this relationship between God and Abraham, I feel is so close, and that Abraham is really full, really blessed.
但是神说，我要你在我面前做完全人。
But God says to Abraham, I want you to be a complete holy person.
就表示亚伯拉罕还没有达到神在他生命里面终极的旨意。
So that means at this point, Abraham has not fulfilled the ultimate, will of God.
麦基洗德的那个祝福其实好像我们找到属灵的定位。
So Melchizedek's blessing is similar to us finding our spiritual position.
你们有没有找到你属灵的定位？
Have you found your spiritual position yet?
我记得我三年前找到我属灵的定位。
I remember 3 years ago I found my spiritual status or position at that.
在一个罗省的聚会里面，我看见异象里面，我看见我在站在神的宝座前。
So in a meeting in LA, in my vision, I saw that I stand before the throne of God.
我看听见神说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你，我立刻知道这个是什么意思。
For I heard God said, you are my son, and you were born from me, and I understood it right away.
我的灵就俯伏在神的面前，然后有一个先知，他不是对我发预言的。
And I bowed before my spirit bowed before the Lord, and there is a prophet who were not really prophesizing to me.
但是神对我讲的每一句话，神先长讲，然后那个先知就讲出来了。
For I remember God, he would say, speak to me first, and then the prophet would speak.
全篇的信实，那个先知还没有讲，他讲哪一句还没有讲出来以前，我已经听见，又是神先对我讲。
For at that meeting, the prophet were preaching a message, and before the prophet even say it, I can already hear it from God.
所以那个时候，我很清楚知道我属灵的定位，神要我做的是什么。
So at that point, I was very clear with my spiritual position, what God wants me to do.
所有这些一切，都不是神终极的目标。
But all of this is not the ultimate purpose of God.
神终极的目标在亚伯拉罕的身上，就是圣以撒。
For the ultimate purpose that God had on Abraham is to, you know, born forth Isaac from him.
这个以撒是很特别的。
For Isaac, this person is very special.
是超自然的儿子。
For he was born supernatural.
99岁。
Abraham was 99 years old.
一个超自然的儿子。
And he conceived the son supernaturally.
然后神要叫亚伯拉罕知道的，
And what God want Abraham to know,
就你虽然生这个儿子，但这个儿子不是你的儿子，是我的儿子。
God want Abraham to know that your son is not really from you, it is from me.
虽然是你生的，但其实是我生的。
For God says, even though Isaac was born from you, but
虽然是你的儿子，但其实是我的儿子。
Even though he is your son, he's really my son.
这是属灵生命的最高峰。
For this is the peak of a spiritual life.
我们留着这个信息，等会在这个福信聚会的时候我们讲。
I'll leave this message so I can preach about it in the revival meeting this afternoon.
Yeah. 但是有一件事情我们要明白，就是亚伯拉罕可以生以撒之前，神要他做一件事情。
But before Abraham gave birth to Isaac, God wanted him to do one thing.
这个可能就是亚伯拉罕试炼的日子里面最后一关。
And this is through the trials of Abraham, the last stage.
也是我们每一个人要达到最终极的旨意的目标之前的最后要经过的路。
And it is also similar for all of us before we reach the peak, the ultimate purpose, the last road we need to travel.
就是亚伯拉罕要受割礼，并他所有全家的男丁都要受割礼，割礼。
For Abraham must be circumcised, likewise, all the men, the male in his family needs to be circumcised.
这割礼就代表弃绝自己。
And to be circumcised means to deny and to neglect yourself.
弃绝自己。
Forsake yourself, thank you.
如果你没有这个十字架的功课在你的身上。
For if you do not have this lesson of the cross,
你永远算不上是一个属灵人。
You will never truly be a spiritual person.
每一个真实的属灵人，他都是在神面前受隔离的。
For every true spiritual person, he was circumcising the spirit before the Lord.
这个隔离不是在外边做的，乃是在灵魂里面。他每时每刻都要提醒自己，我要弃绝自己。
For this circumcision is not of the physical, but of the spiritual, and that every moment he or she must remind him or herself that they will need to neglect or forsake them.
弟兄姐妹，你要主向你显现吗
？So brothers and sisters, do you want God to reveal Himself to you?
弃绝自己。
You must forsake yourself.
你要做一个真的属灵人吗？
Do you want to be a true spiritual person?
弃绝自己。
You have to neglect, forsake yourself.
你要复兴吗？
Do you want revival to come?
弃绝自己。
Forsake yourself.
你要在你的生命里面做过很有智慧的、很明澈的属灵的决定吗？
Do you want to, in your life, make a very wise decision? Forsake yourself.
弃绝自己。
Sorry. Forsake yourself.
讲来很容易。
It's very easy to say,
不简单,
but it's not easy to do.
如果你真的可以弃绝自己,
if you can really deny yourself,
你所做的是实在的,
but what you do, it is solid.
太多属灵的人, 他的生命好像一个弧形的, 小的弧形, 大的弧形, 高到一个地步就要走下坡。
For a lot of spiritual people, their lives are like a curve, and now to a certain point, they will need to go downhill.
我希望我的生命不是这样子的弧形。
And I hope my life is not a curve.
我要瞧见他的面。
For I want to see his face.
我记得很清楚，我十三岁的时候。
I remember very clearly when I was 13.
有一次，我看见一个异象。
One day I saw a vision.
我看见我。一个几十岁的我站在高山上面。
I saw an adult me, I was standing on a mountain.
在哪一个时候我什么都清楚。
At that point, I was clear, I was understanding.
弟兄姐妹，如果有人要跟随主，必须要背负十字架。
So brothers and sisters, for whoever shall follow the Lord, they have to carry the cross.
为什么今天教会有那么多的问题？
Why does churches have so many problems today?
因为今天教会里面十字架的道理并没有高高的举起。
Because today, the cross is not raised in the church.
在这个教会里面，我相信每一片的信实从天上来的都有十字架的记号。
And in this church, I believe that every message from above coming down to us will have the mark of the cross.
所以我们不单止有渴慕神永生之道的福信。
Not only do we seek after the eternal path and life of God,
我们会有这个征战之灵的福信。
We also have the revival of the spiritual battle that we have.
我们今天来的时候，我这几天发高烧的不得了。
So before I came today, these past few days, I was in a high fever.
我也知道很多弟兄都一同跟我发烧是吧。
I know we have quite a few brothers who are also sick.
我们真的很有好像同感。
I feel like we share that same feeling.
只有 Jack 非常健康。
Not really.
但是我在飞机上的时候，我差不多辛苦到忍无可忍。
And when I was on the plane, I was having very difficult time with my body to the point where I cannot endure it.
我要吐或者什么，然后我就跟仇敌撒旦说。
And I told our enemy Satan.
你知道这个是什么意思？
I said.Do you know what this means?
因为你知道我这个人是越战越勇的。
Because you know I battle, the more I battle, the more courageous I am.
我真的差不多要，好像要打个电话说，哎，你叫王牧师今天带我讲道吧，又没有办法站立，没有办法打开眼睛，没有办法听见声音，喉咙痛得不得了。
So I almost, you know, wanted to call Pastor Wong and say, can you please preach for me today? Because, you know, I was just in such physical pain.
Yeah. But that's not in me.因为我相信神征战的灵在我们的身上。
But I believe the spirit of battle of God is in me.
其实有很多信息，越强的信息，后面那个攻击是越强的。
So I know that a lot of the message, the stronger it is, the more attacks.
今天这个教会要复兴起来，真是灾难重重。
So this church, if we want to revive, we're going to go through many difficulties.
我们以为有那么大的大牧师聚在一同要谈福音，一定有很多教会是为我们祝福，为我们信主。
So we feel that okay, perhaps you know we have a lot of our great pastors here, and that we want to talk about revival. Many churches going to support us.
但是丰收圣徒之家的灵魂是越战越勇的。
But we know that Harvest Holy Ground Church.Our spirit is we fight more and more brave.
如果仇敌撒旦不仅我们做的事情，我们做的越荣耀。
Sorry.
越荣耀。
Okay. So whatever the enemy doesn't want us to do, the more glorious we will do it.
我们需要有真正的复兴。
We need to have true revival.
达到最高峰的复兴，其实是受割礼。
And to reach that ultimate revival.We have to be circumcised.
不单只是亚伯拉罕，
not just Abraham.
全家的男丁，
for all the men in the family,
all the members of the church will be circumcised. And that is the time when the power of God is going to come down upon His church like never before.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 让我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你，因为你与我们同在。
For dear Lord, we thank you for you are with us.
我们在你的面前放下自己的时候，背起十字架，你的旨意就向我们显明。
And when we forsake ourselves and take up the cross, your will is showing forth.
求你成。